To everything. And this season's turning into the fall. Growing up in Arizona, we lived in our pool.
Yes, y'all did.
Mama could not keep us out of there. I've probably swam 6 times since I moved out of the house, and they've all been back at your house. That's just something that, you know, there's a time and an age for a pool. And joining us today, we have Tom Bonner, inventor of the Solar Safe Pool Cover. It's got 5 distinct factors that we're going to cover that will benefit you as a pool owner. Tom, welcome, sir.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here.
Give us a quick rundown. Solar Safe Pool Cover. Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, we've got a product here that basically every single pool owner can find one or more advantages in. You know, pool ownership is relatively expensive, as you guys were talking about how often you swim when you have a pool and then later on in life you don't. Pools have life cycles. You've got the honeymoon period up front where you want to swim every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And then after 10 years, it's kind of like the divorce period. You're just not interested in it anymore for most people. Pool ownership's expensive. You know, to own a pool today is about the cost of owning a car. So you go out and you buy a car, and as soon as you own it, you now have to maintain it. And I'd like to hopefully change some paradigms today about how people think about their pools. So you've got yearly maintenance costs, depending on the size of pump you have, what the horsepower is, how many hours a day. It could cost you $500 a year in electricity cost. There's probably $300 a year in chemical costs and $200 a year in water. So for simple math, once you own that pool, you've got about $1,000 a year in ownership costs and to maintain it. But that's only part of the story. That's if you're the pool guy. Not everybody wants to be the pool guy. So if you hire a pool guy, there's another $1,000 a year because they're about $80 a month. Then there's a third $1,000 a year, and that's called deferred maintenance. So if every 10 years you replaster your pool, costs you $4,000.
Beblast the tile, fix a crack in the decking.
On and on and on. So
Jennifer, put a coin-operated lock on our pool from now on, okay? We'll have the grandchildren just feed it quarters every time they go in.
I'm just kind of thinking maybe I need to start charging.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, put a little coin-operated lock.
Charging you for taking care of the pool.
Oh, no. Jennifer is
25 years
my
of pool
gal.
Pool.
I don't think I've ever even emptied the skimmer on that pool.
So $80 a month, and mom's been taking care of that pool 23 years y'all have been in that house?
That's quite a bill. She should cash that in.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'll back bill you for being your yard boy.
Who's mowing this weekend?
Thank you, honey.
So
here we go.
So Roman, we've got get all these this, expenses.
Yeah, thank you.
And the analogy of the car is perfect because you've got all this expense you've got in it, but you're using a car virtually every day, especially during a Monday through Friday setting, maybe not on the weekend. It could be a couple weeks before you get around to swimming in the pool sometimes.
Well, interesting statistic. 70% of pool owners use their pool 5 times a year or less. But here's the really biggie. 50% of pool owners don't use their pool anymore. That's in that divorce phase. They've had it for 10 years. The kids are teenagers. It's no longer, I know in our house, it was no longer cool to swim with mom and dad when the kids became teenagers. So the pool usage dropped. And so we're in that 70% right now, but it's the 50% that are really interesting because for some people, the pool is part of the backyard landscape and it doesn't really matter what it costs, they're going to maintain it. But for the people that just are tired of taking care of their pool, there's some options that we have available that we'll talk about as one of the benefits here.
And starting up top, removing one, you're now $8,000 to $10,000 if you can even get the equipment back there.
Removing the swimming pool, caving it in.
Right.
You have to have a permit for that. Yeah. You are going to spend in excess of $5,000, $7,500, $10,000, depending on the size. Very specific set of rules you have to follow. You're right.
And even draining it now, a lot of municipalities require a permit, whether you're going to be replashing or removing it completely. So there's a lot of work to take in that out. And then you may have lost any equity you had put in the property value if you implode your pool. So there is a benefit to keeping it on if you ever plan on moving, because it is a huge sell factor for somebody maybe coming here from out of state, or somebody that is having kids and wants a pool. That's a huge point of purchase for a lot of people. So giving it up isn't always that feasible either.
No, and if you use that same car analogy, why would you just throw away your car when it has a value? You would resell it. So it's better just to keep the pool intact. If you want to hibernate it for years at a time and then fix it up right before you're ready to sell the house, you're going to regain the value of the asset when you sell the home. It might be an extra $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, depending on the type of pool.
So, in comes Solar Safe pool covers.
To the rescue.
Dun, 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 dun.
So, since we talked about hibernate, let's kind of finish up on that discussion. We have two forms of hibernation. Short term, which means you shut it down for the winter, or in the case of the snowbirds, you shut it down for the summer. So you're going to put it to sleep for 4, 5, 6 months. Very simple to do. All we ask, whether you short-term or long-term hibernate, is make sure that all your chemicals are in the correct balance. You can then basically put the cover on, turn the pump off entirely, and 5 or 6 months later, you can reawaken that pool and throw some chlorine in, turn on the filter system, brush it, and generally within a day, maybe two at the most, it's looking great, ready to go. Long-term hibernation lasts for the rest of the time you're in your house. Ironically, my father, unbeknownst to me, 8 years ago, was cleaning his pool after a monsoon storm, said, boy, I was cleaning it all day. And I said, boy, I make pool covers, light bulb goes on, I'm going to give my dad a pool cover. I put one on. Fast forward 5 years, I was over at his house. I said, Dad, are you still checking your chemicals? He said, no. And I said, well, you're still filtering your pool an hour a day, aren't you? And he said, no. And I said, well, when did you turn your pool off? He said, well, when you put the cover on. I thought, oh, my gosh.
What do we got under
there? Frogs, toads, what's under there? I pulled that cover back. The water was clear. The little bit of debris that went underneath the cover settled to the bottom. So 2 weeks ago, on the 8th anniversary of installing that cover, because we have an 8-year warranty on the material, I took the cover off. I videotaped it. I just posted it on our website today, or you can go to YouTube, Solar Safe Pool Covers, and you can see the video. It's raw footage. It has not been edited, but you can see what a pool looks like after 8 years. A couple days later, I went back. I took the follow-up picture, and it's in really good shape. It's totally swimmable.
Completely swimmable 8 years later. So help me out here. We said earlier $3,000 a month for maintaining.
$1,000
a year.
A year.
$1,000 for equipment or chemicals.
$1,000 for electricity, chemicals, water. $1,000 for a pool guy. And $1,000 for deferred maintenance.
So 8 years, all that expense was wiped out. He didn't turn it on. He didn't chemical, nothing. So that's at $24,000 that he saved. And your dad probably got a good deal on the cover, but what would it retail? what would that normally have retailed for?
I gave him a family discount, maybe 100% family discount. Pool covers start around the $2,500 range. So if you go to the website or look at how these are made, we make the big rectangular blank in our office. We heat seal the material. We take it to the job site. We cut it and we sew it to fit like a glove. So every single pool is different. I've never made two of the same covers ever.
You're sewing them on site?
On site, either in the backyard or in their driveway.
Well, that would be interesting to see just that.
Yep. Yeah, it's we have some good people that it's a work of art how they do this.
So a $2,500 investment saved them $24,000.
It's a good return.
That's a pretty good return over a course of 8 years. Have you outlined this in like, what do you call it, in the will? Dad, have you seen what your son's done for you here?
Well, unfortunately, my dad passed away last year, but my mom is still in the home, and so we're going to recover the pool and put it back into hibernation again, but I just wanted to prove what it looked like after 8 years.
I love the concept for the snowbirds. They leave in April, May, March, cover it, basically can just ignore it for the duration that they're gone, open it back up in October when they show back up, like you say, add a little chlorine bomb, stir it up, turn the filter on, brush it, and boom, you're back in business. I think that's a huge underutilized potential market for your product.
Well, then the second advantage for the snowbirds, when they're back here, they're here during the cold season. So they're heating their pool with gas, propane, electric, solar, what have you. And so they use the cover to trap the heat in at night. So they actually use it year round.
Awesome. Okay. And talk about safe. I mean,
we'll get to that. We've covered a lot of the money saving aspect of it. The warranty, 8 years. There's not a lot of products that come into home improvement that are 8 year. But we're going to come back. We're going to talk. We've got some other things about just the safety. And we've got a lot of questions. We posted this on Thursday when the newsletter went out. What are talking points where we had some really good questions that came through on our newsletter and Facebook. And we'll also take your calls if you have any questions about what it would take to hibernate your pool and save $2,000 to $3,000 a year. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.